Captain Hugs and J-Rock, and he could reach him out the Twitter machine at JamesJRock36, and I am on Twitter. Yes, it's at Captain Hugs, and you can reach us on the Mega Power page at Mega_Hour. Listening to the show will expand your knowledge of sports, sex. I think I haven't had sex in a while, so I'm not really sure. And sports, sex, and everything else in between. All right, I got caught up there because the whole sex thing.
Well, you missed the pro wrestling part.
Pro wrestling, yeah. I got so, like, I'm lying to people when I'm saying that you'll learn about sex because I don't remember, like, exactly how that feels. So I don't really know how to – I can't lie to our listeners, James.
You should start your own podcast about it.
About not knowing what to do about sex?
Yes.
That'd be a great podcast. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good idea. I should do that.
And
how do you think that would go? Like, how would I start that?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people in the IWC that probably don't get laid, so they could feel your pain and maybe be, you know, listeners to your show.
I'm pretty sure the only people that have been laid in the IWC is the listeners of the Mega Power Hour. That's about it.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
I mean. I guess you got to write, you got to have a blog or a vlog, you know?
Yes. And a YouTube channel and yeah. Stuff like that. So
day 100. Oh my God, I'm about to die.
Yep. So, James, you have been through one hell of a week, and that is not an understatement. Hell of a week is, an understatement. James, tell us about, your surgery and how you're recovering and everything like that.
Oh, so I'm doing this show, like, I'm just laying in the bed, by the way. Just all propped up on, like, 80 pillows, just chilling, taking it easy, drinking some lemonade. Yeah, so my surgery was, like, Tuesday, not last Tuesday, but the one before. And, you know, they split me open. I got, like, six, I thought I had five incisions. I got six, like, different incisions on my stomach. And I got, like, a long one. I mean, they're all small except for the one where, like, they actually took my kidney out. So they got in there and found out that, like, the mass had a lot of fluid in it. And they just wanted to be safe. So they just took it out.
They just took it out.
And when they're doing that, I'm under, so I don't know what's going on. So they called my fiance because that was, like, an emergency contact. And
yeah.
You know, told her. And then they prop me up. Like, I wake up. Well, the anesthesia, I've never been put under either.
I was put under once for my wisdom teeth. That was the craziest thing ever.
And then I kept, like gulping it. You know, like, I was, like, it was a big gulp or something. I was, like, just drinking the air in the mask.
Okay.
Because, like, I don't want to wake up daring, you know, you hear these stories, like, you wake up daring your surgery and you start freaking out, you know.
Sure.
So I think after, like, the fourth gulp, I just kind of, like, my eyes rolled back in my head. I closed my eyes and I was out. I was done.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, 4 or 5 hours later, they're wheeling me into my room and, like, my sister's there and, you know, my woman's there. And
you just wake up and you're like this daze, like, what the hell just happened?
Felt like a really bad hangover. Like, oh, it was good. I couldn't even, like, talk. But, oh, it was, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they got these damn these things around my ankles and my arm is like, it gets tight and then it goes, you know, kind of slack, and it's for like preventing blood clots and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm trying to sleep and this getting, it kind of wakes you up a little bit, but then the nurses were coming in and out like all throughout the night, checking on me, doing certain things, their jobs and stuff. So it was I don't recommend it for anybody, but if you got to do it, then, you know, get it over with. But it wasn't fun. I'm glad it's over with. I'm glad I'm on the road to recovery.
Yes.
A big shout out to my sister and my mom and my stepdad and my fiance and my brother. They've all been coming here, like, checking up on me. My sister stayed here for like a week.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was like when we were kids again or something, you know. It was pretty cool.
I remember like the first time I was the one and only time I was put under, it was for the wisdom teeth, like I just said. And I was telling like the dentist or whoever the hell does that, the orthodontist, I was like, this isn't going to work on me. Like, I was so like sure like this wasn't going to work. He's like, okay. And he's like, count to 10. And I think I got to 8, like, and then I was just gone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you wake up and you're like, it's over. I'm like, what? What just happened?
Yeah, it's a freaky feeling. And
it
like,
is.
I was starving because I didn't eat. They tell you not to eat, like, I guess you don't eat after midnight. And so, like, I went from, like, till I woke up until the surgery. That's, you know, that's a long time. I couldn't drink or eat anything.
Yeah.
And so they give me this Jell-O. I get Jell-O and some ginger ale and a popsicle or some crap.
But you're able to eat now normally?
That's not what I wanted. You know what I mean? Yeah, I eat now. The whole purpose for all that was like I could eat certain foods until I, you know, did a proper BM, right?
Right.
And once that happened, I could just, you know, go back to eating whatever. And it happened, I think, like a day later. So I was just eating, not whatever I wanted, but whatever people brought food over here. My family brought food over here.
Yeah.
You know,
is your mom and sister still there?
My sister left the other day.
Okay.
And she made those coffee mugs for the podcast. That was pretty cool.
She did an amazing job on that. Like, does she do that? Like, does she like have her own like Etsy store or something like that?
Well, she needs like her own page. She needs like,
yeah, she does.
Yeah. Those are cool. And the beer mug, you know, it took her a little while due to beer mug. So maybe we can get it down to where, you know, it's done pretty easily.
But all that stuff, all that stuff was awesome.
Yeah. All that stuff is just like, it takes a lot of time to do that. I'm like, can't you just find a better way easier way to do it?
I know. It doesn't seem like it should be that hard. Like, I've seen our t-shirt hookup does the t-shirts. It's like, my God, it's like so much stuff that goes into it that you don't even think about.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, the coffee mugs are still for sale. I got a couple of them out, the people that bought them. If you want another one, you want more, just, you know, DM us and we'll get it out there to you.
Oh, that reminds me, Mark paid me for the cups. I should probably save that money.
I know. He was like, usual pay. I'm like, what? What do you mean usual pay? He's like, PayPal already paid you. I'm like, oh, all right, fine.
Yeah. I forgot. I was busy doing something and I was like, oh, Mark just sent me $15. That was nice of him. What a nice tip.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice of the guy.
Yeah. So I will get that sent over today, my friend.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, the coffee mugs do look really cool. So I just got a big shout out to my sister. She came and took care of me and helped take care of me and did all this extra stuff. She would clean like every other day. My chick loved it. You know, it's like, hey, you want to move in with us? You know,
beer. Yeah, right.
Your husband can visit you on the weekends. It's all good.
How far away does she live from you?
It's like back in my hometown, man. I mean, like three hours away, probably.
Oh, so she made the trip. She made a trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Everybody's kind of left. I mean, my mom still checks up on me and stuff. And I get better like every day. So
good.
I'm still going to have to do follow-ups because it was stage 1.
Yeah.
Kidney cancer. It was stage one. They called it early.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to keep going to the follow-ups and stuff. And that's it.
Man, we have been through a lot since we started this show. My goodness.
This, like I said, it's been like a bittersweet year for me. I got super promoted, and then all this health problems and stuff are coming around, and you know.
Yeah, but hopefully it's in the rearview mirror now, and you can just go on with your life.
So, like, if I want to like start, if I heal, I want to start working out and stuff. I can't do proteins, and I can't do pre workout.
Can you just not? Can you do? You can't do whey protein at all.
I don't know. I would have to keep looking it up and stuff, but I wouldn't suggest like going over a certain amount of protein per.
I just wonder, like, if like plant, you've seen those plant proteins and stuff like that. I wonder if that's different.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so new that it's probably no studies out on it yet. You know.
Yeah, I'm back on the creatine. I think I told you that, but yeah, I don't know why. Just putting shit in my body, like, well, whatever. Whatever happens, happens.
I mean, maybe I could take creatine. Like, I got to find out that these guidelines and stuff. But, you know, obviously I don't want to do, like, the hardcore stuff I was doing, like, back in the day. Like, I wasn't doing roids or anything. But I was, you know, I was taking a lot of protein, like, going, like, way over the limit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I'm doing, too.
And, like, I would triple scoop, like, first thing in the morning. I would triple scoop a shake and just mix it up and, you know, drink it.
Right.
And maybe the different pre's and stuff. Maybe, you know, maybe there's some pre out there that doesn't have certain things in it.
Right.
That I can check out. I'll do research on it and stuff. But, like, you know, I got.
You can always do the old school one, the old school pre-workout, which is coffee and aspirin, break up in aspirin.
You know, they made me drink coffee, just regular black, right?
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Not a fan. Not a fan.
What?
Not a fan. Oh, no.
That's all I drink.
It's like, if you like that, then you'll probably like an IPA, you know?
God, I just, beer and me, just no.
Kind of the same thing.
Beer? No.
No, I mean, the taste of it is so bitter. It's one.
Well, you gotta put in things in perspective that was hospital coffee, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, top of the line shit.
Top of the line. So, yeah. So they gave me the okay to eat. Like, the doctor came in the room and was like, hey, you know, if you can eat solid foods now, you just got to, you know, pee three times in a jug and like empty out your bladder. So like I made like short do it at, I think I checked out like 11:30 or 12. The best I could to get all that urine out of my bladder. And then, like, the decatheter, I never had one of those before.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That was, yeah, a new experience. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So it's like some kind of balloon or something, as like my brother was trying to tell me. But, like, you know, after I came to, I had this bad hurt and feeling like you'd got to pee really bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they was like, go ahead, let it out. I'm like, I can't. It's like, no, this, the catheter is hooked up. You can, you, he's like, you're doing it right now. I'm like, oh, I don't even feel it, you know, like,
oh, God,
it's not the same thing as like going to the bathroom or whatever and doing it, because you don't have that free flowing option, you know, where you just,
God. I've never had that done, and I pray to God I never have to have that done.
Look, this is a new thing for me too. I never planned on any of this, but I mean, I'm glad it got discovered. That's the main thing about it. I would have never known.
You know what? I was like, this is totally like out of left field. But you know, that's what I do, out of left field stuff. Like, I would always wonder, like, you know, like when I had my vasectomy and stuff. Like, I told that story a while ago. I won't go into detail again, but like, you know, you got these chicks like seeing your dick, right? And you're like looking at them like, is it good? I mean, is that a good size? Like, you don't ask them, but you're kind of just like looking, like, is.
I didn't ask them. No, I just turned my head because like, I wasn't in the showing mood either. You know, I'm in a hospital. I got cut open. Like, that's not arousing at all.
No, I get that. And I was scared to death when I had my vasectomy. So, you know, that didn't help things at all. So.
scared to death. Yeah, I mean, I was scared. I was scared too.
Yeah.
And they'd all come in there and just pull the blanket down, and I'm like, I just just turn my head. I just close my eyes. I'm like, do what you got to do.
Yeah, you're just a piece of meat now.
Yeah, I'm just. I felt like Frankenstein. You know, I got cut open, put right. back together, and stuff.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, my friend, and hopefully, no more problems going forward.
Yeah, well, I gotta stay on top of it, and gotta go to follow ups and stuff. And that's the thing. Some people just have this done, and they don't go to their follow ups either. So.
Oh shit! Yeah. You gotta do that. You can't mess around with freaking cancer. So,
nope.
So, okay. So you had mentioned a little while ago that you didn't do steroids.
Yeah.
And I have not done steroids, but there is someone on this planet, well, documentaries done about him that has done steroids, and I think he did all of the steroids. Who am I talking about?
Let's see here. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I think that sounds familiar. I think that's the steroid head himself.
Yes.
Yes. First initial reaction, the A&E one was better than Dark Side of the Ring. And I was expecting the total opposite because it was like a, you know, the A&E is like, I would imagine it's kind of controlled by WWE, you know, like you can do this, you can do this because, you know, they got all the WWE guys on there, and Dark Side of the Ring doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. And they could just say whatever the hell they want. But I mean, they touched on his drug use and how freaking, you know, insane he was and how much of a dick he was on the A&E one and how he was just ridiculous to work with. And Dark Side of the Ring was just like, I think you said it. It was just kind of, we already knew everything they told us. They didn't go to any drug use. I don't remember them even like talking about how much of a dick he was.
Well, so, you know, Jake the Snake did. Jake, he went into detail about how difficult he was to work with or whatever. But, you know, he wasn't really close to a lot of people in the business either. So you don't get to hear their side because they're not around.
Right.
You know? I think him and Kerry were, you know, pretty good friends, Kerry Von Erich, but, you know, he's not around. And everyone is alive is around, you know, hated the guy.
Yeah. And I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but it's like this is popping head. Like the weird thing is how he gave that amazing speech on Raw, you know, about every man's heart beats the last time and everything like that. And then just like mysteriously as this warrior guy is, pretty much dies the next day.
Was it the next day?
Yeah, was it the next day or the 2 days later? It was like, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I like both documentaries. I'm just a documentary type of freak anyway. So I think they were both, you know, had their, you know, their good points to it. A&E got, you know, the outtakes of the promos and shit where Vince is like directing them and stuff.
That was cool to see.
Yeah, I like that. I like hearing those outtakes or whatever, but the apology he had to give to that kid. And yeah. It wasn't even an apology. It was just like, what? Like,
and then he was pissed about it, and Vince was like, it's okay. It's just a work.
That kid's family had to be, like, really, you know, tied with the company somehow.
Yeah, I know. For him. I wish they would have said how that, like you just said. I wish I knew what that dad did.
For him, mm-hmm. what, you know, to have to issue an apology like that, like,
right,
man, that was the guy with, I don't know, he upset that kid and upset the parents.
Well, why do you gotta be a dick, you know, like,
because that's steroids, dude, that's roid rage.
Yeah, well, yeah, I just, yeah, that's true, just, man.
I liked him as a kid. I think all of us did when we were kids.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and the music pop, he would run down and whatever. But I seen him wrestle as a Dingo Warrior when I was like living in Florida. They were showing.
What a horrible name, by the way.
WCCW.
CCW.
And I watched a few of his matches. I was a fan because I was just a fan, just a, you know, big roided out dude. And I'm because it's physique and all that. But, like, you know, I think Cornette said it on the Dark Side, was like the fan of the people that were fans of him in 1990, what, like 96 when he came back?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And it's like, well, this guy wasn't really good. You know, they kind of realized that.
Yeah. It was like you said, when you were a kid, you were a fan of his. It was like the same way. Like, I didn't realize the dude couldn't really wrestle. You know, it was just right. Like so cool seeing what he did. So quick, he beat the shit out of a guy and pin him 1, 2, 3. And oh my God, this is so cool. And yeah, he couldn't wrestle.
No, he couldn't. And people had to carry him. I mean, Hogan had to carry him. And
yeah.
So yeah.
How do you not know how to wrestle and you're in the WWE? How do you not know how to wrestle?
Because you know that Vince had a boner for the workout guys, you know? So that's just all there was to it. And then, like, I always wondered, like, where'd he go? Because you see him on one show and then he was gone for like a month and a half, and he just returns again. Then he's getting suspended the whole fucking time.
Right. And what was that? I can't remember if it was A&E or Dark Side where he got done with a match. Is he was like, you know, he was talking about how he wants all these demands. He wants Hogan stuff. And then Vince was like, yeah, okay, you can have it. And then he fires him immediately when he gets through the curtain.
Yeah, it was like a spot in a match. He actually did that too. And yeah, that's crazy. Like he wanted Hogan's spot. He wanted Hogan's spot in merchandising. Mm-hmm. Like he wanted all that stuff. And it's like what they said, they gave him the title and he couldn't draw.
I know. Isn't that weird? Like the Ultimate Warrior was so popular and just goes to show you the power of Hulk Hogan. Like no one drew like Hulk Hogan back then.
Now, a lot of people say that he didn't have a whole lot to go to work with afterwards too, you know, opponent wise.
Yeah. I know they talked about bringing back Rick Rude and, you know, you knew Rick Rude wasn't going to win the title from the Warrior.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was always a rumor about that Rude knocked him out backstage one time.
Oh, I remember hearing a rumor about that, like what he did, but I never knew that story or anything like that.
Because he was like, you know, the Warrior shouldn't lose to Rick Rude or whatever. You know, Rick Rude's like, you know, this is just business, man. Like, I'll knock you out in real life, and that's what he did. That's just rumor per se, but.
It sounds like the Warrior kind of deserved that.
Yeah, and then, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And then the dude, like, so he gets fired from WWE, and then he legally changes his name to Warrior. Like, that's weird too. And then he's got his wife on there calling him Warrior. Like, I think that's weird. Like, why isn't she calling him Jim? She knew him by Jim.
Well, it's like the first wife said after he won the title, Jim Helwig left and never came back.
Yeah. Yeah, she did say that. Yeah, that was pretty telling there when she said that. That was.
I think, yeah, they had the first wife. That's what Dark Side had over, you know, A&E.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's cheating and running around on different, you know, with different girls in different cities and stuff. I mean, that happens in that business.
Yep. And she, she found his book, and he had like a woman in every town, and oh my God.
Yeah. So, and then he wanted to be a motivational speaker, and he was saying all this, you know, people will call it hateful stuff these days.
Yeah. Well, I heard some of it, and some of it was pretty hateful. Like, come on, Warrior, what are you doing?
I mean, why would you go to classrooms and colleges and say that type of stuff? Like,
right. Oh, and another thing they didn't touch on, neither of them did, was his return to WCW to face Hogan. Like, how was he then, you know?
Yeah, that's the part I wanted to know. I thought Dark Side would touch on that, but they didn't. Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess it's a money thing. He needed money.
I don't know. I thought it was cool when he came back.
It was cool, but the match wasn't cool. The match was garbage.
Oh yeah, and didn't the Hogan almost light himself on fire?
Yeah, just all bull crap. But I mean, I was stoked at the time when it happened, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
not so much these days. But
Hogan saw Warrior in the mirror.
In the mirror, yeah.
I can respect that. I can respect it.
Like, honestly, his comic book didn't look too bad, and I don't really – I'm not a comic book person, so.
I wonder if Ducky saw any of Ultimate Warrior's comic books.
I think he hated Warrior.
I think I did see a tweet of him hating Warrior. Yeah, so.
Yeah, he got anyway. Banned. He got his account got banned, bro.
What did he do? How did he?
Well, he went in, not banned, but like Twitter jail.
Oh.
And then, he said the C word on somebody's tweet, so they took him out for a while. But he's got another one up. I think I just.
Oh, Ducky, don't use that C word. No. Anyway, yeah. I thought the Ultimate Warrior A&E was good. You know, I thought the Dark Side was better than the Nick Gage one, the Warrior one. But I don't want to keep harping on this because I said it many times. I thought Dark Side was going to go a little more in depth than what we heard.
Right. And I mean, I guess they really didn't, but Warrior's wife had a comment about someone asked her, was she going to watch the Ed Dark Side? And she's like, I don't watch smut and filth.
The A&E one was made the Warrior look worse than the
Dark Side. Yeah, it made him look like just erratic as hell. Yeah. Uh-huh. So if you want to debate which documentary made him look worse, it was the A&E one.
Yeah, it was.
It was, especially those outtakes and the promos. I love stuff like that. I wish like there was just archives of it that you could just watch over and over again.
Right.
to see how silly it is. Like he's looking at the Cobra and the and he's like, ha ha ha, and he's the Cobra like bites the glass and he's like, poof, you know, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, right. And one of his wives, I can't remember which one it was like he would listen to his promos, like he would, you know, he does this weird stuff, and then like he'd look at his wife and be like, what did I just say? Like, and he said, and she'd be like, he would laugh about what he would say. It's like he just became this, he literally became the Ultimate Warrior, you know, this character, and then like every once in a while he'd snap out of it and be like, what did I just say?
His promos made no sense at all, but when you're a kid and you're hopped up on sugar and like candy bars and, you know, yeah, juices and, you know, Kool-Aid, whatever, you know, it makes sense at the time when you're a kid.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, have we said all we needed to say about the Ultimate Warrior?
I mean, I still kind of like Warrior a little bit because it was like a nostalgia feel.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day. I mean, I know you, like, you realize you can't wrestle. You know,
that's, you can't wrestle.
That's a shame.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I've said this before too, that WrestleMania 6, I was tricking myself to thinking I wanted the Warrior to beat Hogan. And then when it happened, I just bawled my eyes out.
Yeah, and then Hogan was like champion like a year later, or Slaughter was champion and Hogan beat Slaughter.
Yeah, like as soon as Warrior won the title, and they're like, oh shit. And we got to start planning for Hogan to get the title back.
Like, Vince is like, this guy's going to take me to the moon. And it's like, nah, he just took you to, you know, Burbank, California or something.
Yeah. The Warrior's kind of like Dogecoin.
Damn it. Don't bring that up.
Oh God. It was up to 80 cents a few weeks ago. Damn, I should have sold it.
Yeah, no, I should have too, but.
Oh, well.
I'll keep buying the dip.
There you go. Keep buying that dip, buddy. A couple weeks ago, Dark Side of the Ring did the North Korea, when WCW went to North Korea.
Yeah.
You liked it. I did not like it. I just was watching it and thinking, like, okay, I get why they're doing this episode, because it's in North Korea. You know, like, Americans just don't go there because it's so messed up and weird and God knows what the hell they do there. But there just wasn't really anything that actually happened besides Too Cold Scorpio, who was a goofy looking dude. Like, wow, he could win the ugliest man in the world contest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And him and Hawk fighting, like, other than that, it was just kind of like, yep, we're in North Korea. There we go.
No, you had to mind your P's and Q's too. You couldn't get on the phone. They had phone wires tapped.
Yeah, but you expected that from North Korea. I didn't.
Yeah, but they did not expect that. That's the whole point. They didn't know what to expect to go into there.
How could they not fill them in about what the hell is going
on? The only one that told them like a heads up was maybe Sonny Ono.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Like no one else gave him heads up about how their country's run, how it's the communist part of Korea, whatever. They had no idea. You know, you're a wrestler and you're going to another country. You don't expect to have your phones tapped and guns pointing at you and shit.
I just would think that they would know. They would know. Like they would be smart enough to know. Like this is North Korea. This is not like any other country on the face of the planet. This is weird shit.
They want to go there to wrestle.
They can come, but don't rape their women. So you weren't.
They wanted to go and wrestle in front of the biggest crowd ever in the history. That was the whole point of it.
How many people were there?
The first night was like 190,000.
Good Lord. I wonder how much they got paid. I wonder how much the wrestlers got paid for that.
I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I like it, even though nothing really happened. I mean, you want someone to be murdered to be on Dark Side? Is that
no? What I wanted Kim Jong-un to, you know, take Scott Norton prisoner for a while, and they had to do a bunch of shit to get it away, to get him away, like stuff like that. And you know what the craziest part of that episode that I thought was, Eric Bischoff just got up one morning and was like, yeah, I'm going to go take a jog in North Korea.
Yeah, without telling his handler.
Yeah, why would you do that? And then he sees people coming out in the streets scared, and he's just, I'm just going to keep running. Come on, Eric, you're smarter than that.
I mean, Bischoff's really going to scare a whole village in North Korea.
They're terrified of Americans.
They're apparently terrified. Yeah, I guess. But, like, you know, Scott Norton, if he got on the phone again to call his wife and saying something out of line, he was getting a bullet in his head.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they warned him. I mean, don't get me wrong, there were some things that happened, but damn, they talked more about ugly Scorpio and Hawk fighting. So it's like, and I heard that, and some, I think it was Scott Norton that said, like, you know, if Hawk wasn't on these painkillers, whatever the hell he was on, he would have killed Scorpio. And I believe that 100%. There's no way Hawk would have lost to that nerd.
I think there was like, that's like the downside of like Hawk's career or something, maybe. You know what I mean? I think, I'm not sure. I know it was like he was injured and he was on these meds. And, you know, he wasn't the Hawk of Hawk, you know, of old or whatever.
I wonder how much longer, I wonder what the time period was from when they went to North Korea and then Hawk and Animal jumped to WWE.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because Hawk was kind of on a downward spiral when he went to WWE, wasn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, because Hawk went to Japan and was the Road Warriors without Animal.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'd be pissed off if I was Animal.
Yeah. So, anyway, so far, Dark Side of the Ring has kind of disappointed me a little bit this year. Maybe my expectations were too high, and I was just wanting some really juicy stuff, like the backstage fights between him and Rude, and I'm back to the Warrior, you know, and
yeah,
the yelling between McMahon and Warrior, like, I don't know, but.
Well, did you see, like, there was like, did you see Warrior as a son? And Vince were like, no hesitation. No.
Yeah.
I have a son.
Right.
And that's just him. That's just the shark. That's the shark that you see right there.
Yep.
And Warrior looked at him as a father, which is cool. You can look at people as father figures and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the other way around. They don't look at you that way. But, it just seems maybe you did have your hopes up for whatever, but I like it all because it's reminiscent of, you know, past altercations or whatever that happened. You know, no one has to die for it to be a great documentary.
I know.
Just because you don't like the person, like Nick Gage, you don't like him because he's you know, a big knucklehead. But I like the episode though.
It just wasn't for me. I just didn't know why that warranted a Dark Side of the Ring documentary.
Well, see, the thing is that after first season of Dark Side, they went on social media and did a poll. Mm-hmm. What stories would you like us to talk about for season two?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it made the cut.
Well, whatever. All right. Well, what's the next Dark Side of the Ring? Is it some grizzly guy?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Grizzly what?
Grizzly Smith? I can't remember. I probably won't like it, but I'll watch
what?
It.
What? Davy Boy Smith?
No.
Some
grizzly guy.
Dynamite Kid?
They are doing one on Dynamite Kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll probably be a good one. So
I think they're all good. Like I'm not gonna say they're all crap because 10 years ago we didn't have this kind of stuff. Right. So.
Okay, so we got some possibly a big partnership to talk about. The World Wrestling Entertainment and New Japan. This is a report from Dave Meltzer, by the way, and he gets about 50% of his stuff right. So you never know what happens with Dave Meltzer, but that there could be an exclusive partnership with New Japan Pro Wrestling, of course pissing off all the AEW shills, because they really like New Japan. AEW fans do, so this pisses them off. You're pissed, aren't you?
I'm not pissed about it.
You seem a little angry about it.
No, I'm not angry about it. We know what would happen if it actually did go through.
What?
You know, he's just trying to monopolize the business again. You know,
no, I think this is,
you know,
I think,
it's true.
They've been. I'm pretty sure this was in the works before AEW was even thought of.
Well, the trying to get new. He never cared about New Japan, bro. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. And before, like, when AEW started up, what did he do? He went around and started, like, hoarding wrestlers and not working them and just keeping them there so they wouldn't sign with another company. And that's just basically what he's trying to do now. It's going to end up happening if they do, like, make an agreement. It'll be NXT Japan or something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I can laugh about it because it just seems like that's what McMahon's doing, like, oh, they're working with New Japan Pro. Well, why aren't we? I know that was a terrible Vince McMahon. Like, let's get them. Let's, you know, screw AEW.
Well, you know, it has New Japan Pro Wrestling, the last two parts that he doesn't like, the pro wrestling part.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily agree with that per se.
All right. Well, so what would your dream matchup be? If that was the case, if it was going to happen,
I have no idea. Like, people tell me Jay White is amazing, so let's see Jay White and Roman Reigns go at it.
Jay White and Roman Reigns.
Or Jay White or that Will Ospreay and Seth Rollins. Let's see that shit.
Yeah, he's hurt right now.
Will Ospreay is.
Yeah.
What about Okada? He's a big name, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a big name too. Yep.
Is he a newer guy or is he an older guy?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Who would you want to see Okada go against?
I would like to see AJ go against all of them.
Okay.
If that's going to be the case, I would like to see AJ.
Okay.
Go against Okada.
That would be a true, probably New Japan Pro Wrestling match then if AJ was up against.
Yeah. And they probably did. I'm not doing my research on them too right now, but they might have down the road, like earlier, because when, you know, Styles was in Japan for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he might have, and if it was, and I missed the tweet about it being the most amazing match, but it probably would be, and for WWE it'd probably be like one of the best I've seen in a while.
Right. You know, Dave Meltzer is going to be it's going to kill him to give WWE guys a 5-star match if they're wrestling in the Tokyo Dome. You know, because that's all he ever gives is 5 stars to the Tokyo Dome people.
I like the I mean, it wouldn't be bad if Vince wouldn't try to bury all the talent. You know what I mean?
Like, well,
it wouldn't be bad.
You think he's gonna bury? He's gonna bury the New Japan talent?
Yeah.
I don't think that New Japan would agree to something like that.
Well, then you don't agree to an exclusive partnership then.
Well, if right. So if they don't agree to the exclusive partnership, then, you know, then maybe they are concerned about their guys being buried. But I don't know.
Well, the it was rumored that this happened a few months ago. So
yeah,
and it just leaked out. So the rumor was they're all trying to do this to keep Daniel Bryan.
I heard that too. He wants to go to New Japan. I don't get why all these wrestlers want to go to New Japan. What's so good about New Japan?
Well, why don't you watch it for a change instead of always bashing it and not seeing what it's about?
Oh, hell. How would I even watch it?
I think it has an app.
Oh, see, I've got too many apps.
Yeah, it has an app somewhere. Search the app and download it and, you know, watch some of it. I guess you can go on YouTube and type in whatever you want to see.
Yeah, but then on YouTube, it's got to have music dubbed over it, and that annoys the shit out of me.
Well, if this does happen, and an agreement, you're gonna have to do your homework, buddy.
Well, I not necessarily, because WWE will introduce them to me and like stuff like that. Not like
no. You gotta do your background homework, because you've been on this show and said what was the catchphrase about Japan.
I don't know. What did I say?
Japan ain't shit when I was talking about Japanese wrestlers. Okay, well, there you go. You're going to have to go back and watch some of the talents if this does happen.
I'll just watch them when they're on WWE, and I'll just make my judgment.
Oh, you want to watch them get buried by Baron Corbin?
Yes, great. I do. Yes, I want Baron Corbin to beat Okada so bad and just – get on Twitter and just watch everybody just explode.
This is why they probably won't agree for this partnership.
Mm-hmm. Because of Baron Corbin?
No, because of getting the shit beat out of him like that and looking, you know, it's all about strong style.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work. I really don't. Like, Jon Moxley would have to drop his title because there's no way he would be allowed to wrestle a WWE guy.
But right? Do you think all this is like, you think Vince is doing all this to sell the company?
I don't think so at all.
You think he's prepping all this stuff right here? I mean, they sold shares. He sold the Peacock. Trying to do partnerships with other wrestling companies. You think he's just saying, all right, this is going to be it for me, and then I'm gonna bow out? Because like, he's what, like 80? He's like almost 80 or something?
Is that old already?
He's in his 70s. He's got to be.
Yeah, he's in his 70s. I don't know how old he is, but I suppose I could look it up. No, I do not believe that they're trying to sell it. No, I don't. I mean, you got Shane right there. You got Stephanie right there. You got Triple H right there. Like, I just don't see how that makes any sense.
Who would you rather see run it, Shane or Triple H?
Well, I would want Triple H to run it. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer pro wrestler. He's 14-time world champion. Like, he knows shit. And like, when a lot of times, you know, I'm not saying every single time, but Triple H knew how to tell a good story in the ring. Like, I watched, Triple H and Undertaker WrestleMania 28 yesterday. And like everything that guy did just told a great story. And I think he could do that. You know, that would show on Raw and SmackDown and NXT, like just him running it that way. If that makes any sense at all, I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But, well, I think we're due for a commercial.
Okay. We will be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Summer's here, so that means it's time for beach trips, grilling out, and fun in the sun, all while enjoying a cold, crisp Huggins Hard Seltzer. Huggins Hard Seltzer has 0 calories, which means that you can be a dick to people and not gain weight. 0 carbs and 0 taste, but a revoked man carb. So try one today, Huggins Hard Seltzer. You moan when you drink it.
Do you ever often wonder how come there's not enough videos of people eating corn seductively and erotically? But look no further, I had the place just for you. Cornhub.com. Yes, Cornhub.com. View our hundreds of videos of people eating corn front ways, sideways, from the back, front and back. And also view through our categories such as hardcore corn, softcore corn, girl-on-girl corn, stepmom corn, and Asian corn. What are you waiting for? Hurry now. It's getting corny up in here.
When you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat the new half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of one of these. Arby's, we have the meat.
We are back, James. So, WWE, New Japan, I kind of give it, I don't give it that much of a chance of happening, to be honest with you. So, this all could be for nothing.
Well, if it's all because of Daniel Bryan, then that just shows how much WWE, like, loves Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, they do. I mean, he's good. I like him better as a heel, but he's good. Not my favorite by far, but you know.
Did you watch SmackDown?
Yes, I did. The Usos and the Street Profits were. That I thought that was great. The Usos are so good. Oh my god.
No, what else happened on the show? Because I kind of tuned out after that match.
Shinsuke Nakamura beat Chad Gable. That's a weird match.
Oh yeah, I mean it's not a retread match, right?
No, it's not. But it's just like WWE like keeps Chad Gable around, but it's like I don't really know why, because he's a good wrestler.
Yeah, why did they break up the American Alpha?
I have no idea. And then they just put him with random tag partners, and then they turned what's his face? Fat guy.
Otis.
Otis turned him heel. It's kind of like, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Ew. Oh man. Yeah. Who's the guitarist that does Nakamura's entrance? Cause that dude can shred. I like that.
Yes, he can shred. Who the hell is that? Let me look that up.
Rick Boogs.
Rick Boogs.
Okay, yeah. Is he a wrestler?
Yeah, he is a wrestler. I guess he's, yeah, he is. But they got two guitar playing wrestlers now.
Well, I mean, Elias can't shred. That guy can shred.
That was like him doing Nakamura's theme was just like so cool sounding with the guitar. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think after that, like, Elias can't walk around with a guitar around on his back anymore.
Elias had so much, like, he was super popular, and then COVID hit, and then, like, he doesn't have a crowd to sing along with him and stuff like that. So it's like he's lost a lot of steam. He's a wrestler that definitely needs a crowd.
Well, they need – when they're bringing the crowds, when they're going to start doing that?
July 16th, I think, is a SmackDown is the first one.
All right.
And they're going to have SummerSlam at that new Vegas stadium.
Yeah, that's your SummerSlam segue.
Yeah, SummerSlam is like the main event is going to be John Cena versus Roman Reigns.
Is that legit? Like,
I think so. They're reports that they're working on getting him back, and then you know they get this giant stadium in Las Vegas that. Which looks awesome, by the way. I love the way that place looks. I mean, that will sell out in 2 seconds if John Cena is facing Roman Reigns in the title for the title.
Right. And John Cena squashes him.
You think? No, I don't think. No,
I don't know. I mean, you bring him back, then he gets 17 times, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna get beat Roman though. I don't know.
And then who's gonna beat Roman? I mean,
I don't
Roman
know.
Roman has lost before in his career, and they're pushing him like he's unbeatable. Who's gonna beat Roman now?
He didn't lose that much though. He didn't lose very much.
That's because Vince was, you know, pushing him down our throats at the time as a face.
Right. Yep. And I guarantee you, when crowds come back, they're gonna cheer the shit out of him. They're not gonna boo him.
Cena or they'll get tired of it because you're the crowds are fickle.
Yeah, they are. And it's like they hated John Cena so much, and then now he's gone. Now everybody wants him back.
Yeah, everybody wants him back, and then he'll come back for 3 months, and then they'll get tired of him. And like, yeah. Oh, he wasn't on there, and he's burying talent and this and that. So
yeah,
they'll start booing Roman again, man. Just give it time, especially with the crowds and stuff. That's what you have to face when Vince is like so in control of the emotions of the show, because he can control boos and he can control cheers, you know?
Right, right.
The fans, you can't tell them what to do in a, you know, fully packed arena or stadium.
Yeah. I just think that Roman is going to get like a huge, like they're going to love him.
Yeah. Initially, of course.
Yeah. But he's supposed to be a heel, so that's not supposed to happen.
And you know, that's those times have changed.
Yeah, there sure is. Okay, and SmackDown Women's Champion Bianca Belair defeated Carmella. Kevin Owens defeated Apollo Crews by disqualification. Dominic Mysterio defeated Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode in a handicap match.
God. Oh, yeah.
So, and Roman didn't even come out to the ring, I don't think. It was just backstage stuff.
Yeah, the first segment, it was like, I guess, 20 minutes of promos, and then they finally had the tag match.
Yeah. I think the WWE desperately needs new tag titles.
What do you mean, like designs?
Yeah, like, put some, like, why not give them plates? You know, like on the side, like, the women's has that. All the titles have that, except for the men's tag titles.
Right.
And they're not even gold.
They don't value the tag titles that much. I've been trying to tell you that.
I think they're starting to again.
I believe it when I see it.
Well, you got the Usos going up against the, you know, Dominic and Mysterio next. Is it next week? I think so. I wonder what's going to happen there. That'll be interesting. Roman's going to do something so they lose, I bet.
Yeah, it looks like you don't want them to be tag champs.
Right.
So I'm getting the feeling. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. So, anyway. So that was SmackDown. And, so I'd be super pumped for John Cena versus Roman Reigns. So that would be amazing. And it's going to be on a Saturday.
They'll end up being, like, their worst match in, like, the last 5 years.
No.
Everybody be like, oh, I want to see this super matchup. And then it'll be like Goldberg versus Lesnar.
Oh, God. Roman Reigns does not have bad matches.
If you say so.
All right. So hopefully we'll get some more information on SummerSlam.
When is SummerSlam? I know you know the what month is it? Is it like July?
Saturday, August 21st.
August. All right. Yeah. Okay. Looking forward to watching that.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So, do we have any AEW news? What's going on?
I think you got a little bit of the news last night.
Oh, when the owner of AEW, who is a complete mark for himself, did you see how he was standing too, like with his arms crossed, with his fist underneath his biceps, trying to make his biceps look better?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you should go back and watch that. My the owner of my company don't need to do that shit.
Yeah. I mean, but it's awesome. It's so good to stir shit up. I love it.
And then he's like, oh, you're not doing a very good job because I got this guy and this guy and this guy. I'm like, I never even heard of any of those.
I know. So you need to go do your homework and background and in case that does happen. So there you go.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Look, I think you're going to go to bed at night and hope and pray that Vince doesn't buy New Japan because you have all these wrestlers' names.
I'll do an about face on New Japan and tell them to say how great it is now that WWE owns it.
Yeah. So I think it's good. This is good for wrestling. I don't care what anybody says that they shouldn't talk about this. Come on, man. This is refreshing to me. Like, get the stick out of your ass.
Yeah.
Stop being nervous Nelly, negative Nancy, Debbie Downer, whatever you want. Stop being that and just enjoy it in the moment. He put like napalm on like the IWC. It was like on fire. And it was beautiful. Whether they were bitching, whining, complaining, celebrating, I was just happy about all of it. It's just, oh God, it was so awesome.
But he cuts a promo on Nick Khan, and I doubt that Tony and Nick are related.
Yeah, wouldn't that be like a twist if they were?
Yeah, right. It's weird that their Khans are both heavily involved. I don't even know where this Nick Khan came from WWE. Like, I just started hearing his name.
Yeah. He's his brother.
Yeah, right.
He's his brother. And it's just, I don't know. I like it because it stirs the pot.
I don't know. You gotta
appreciate the pot stir. You can't say, well, look what happened last time. There was a lot of intricacies that happened last time for that move to happen, you know? And most of the fans weren't even like watching it back then to even know about the Monday Night Wars, you know. A lot of them weren't.
Maybe. I don't know. But I mean, but Tony Khan was, and he's clearly trying to play the role of Eric Bischoff. Now, but Eric Bischoff had some, I mean, he could talk that shit because he almost put WWE out of business. How good he had WCW. Tony Khan's not doing that at all. He has no room to talk to.
You just set up stipulations about why he can't do it. He's going to do whatever the hell he wants because he's a billionaire. So let him do it.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. Like,
yeah, it does work because people were talking about it. No one was talking about SmackDown after he cut that promo. Nobody.
Everybody was talking about SmackDown.
Nobody was talking about SmackDown, bro. Nobody was. And they're not even getting 2 million viewers now. What's up with that?
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's a notoriously...
No, like the last 2 weeks, they hadn't even broke 2 million.
I don't put much into Nielsen ratings.
But you did when you're slamming what I like to watch. That's the part I don't get. That's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's... And another thing, man, people don't like the other companies talking about it. Like, you could tell... Like, it's the generation that gets the participation trophies, you know?
Yeah.
You don't like competition? You don't like competition talking shit to you? Then get out. Don't be a fan. How about that?
That's just like me talking shit to, I don't even know what to say. Like,
Listen, let me tell you. When you see a local, a burger joint in your area that has a commercial, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it says our beef is 100% not like the other guys. Who the fuck are they talking about, bro? We all know who they're talking about.
McDonald's?
McDonald's, yes. That's who they're talking about.
Uh-huh.
You don't see anyone up in arms. Oh, my God, why do they have to talk about McDonald's and insinuate it? I mean...
No, but you're taking... You're acting like you're taking Mel's Diner saying that. Burger King and, like, Hardee's do that.
Yeah, they do. Hardee's and Burger King does that. No one is crying about that.
AEW isn't Burger King to WWE.
They're Burger King.
Oh no, they're not.
Who else would be Burger King right now?
Well, they're dead.
Who else? WWE's McDonald's. Who is AEW? Where are they? Who's the Burger King after WWE right now? Say
New Japan. New Japan.
No, it's not. Bullshit. You just contradicted yourself again.
No, I didn't because they're not even at the Burger King level. They're like a startup company.
What I'm saying, stop crying and enjoy it. And if it blows up and they're not around anymore, who gives a shit? Live in the moment for once. Stop being a stick in the mud. Well, it's amazing. No. Yes. Can't believe you drones want Vince owning everything about wrestling. That's just crazy to me.
I had nothing to do with me with Vince owning everything in wrestling. We were talking about nerdy Tony Khan talking shit to WWE, and he has no right to do that.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure he does have a right.
He doesn't have a right.
Why not?
He can't even get a million views on his Dynamite
show. He gets a million views. Let's talk about this. Why was 6, 7, 8 million viewers, and now it's down to not even 2 million? What happened, bro? What happened?
Okay. You are taking...
What was it? Was it the PG era? Was it people just growing up and not being a fan of silly shit? Why do we take breaks from it?
I don't know.
Because we got tired of it. We got tired of it. It was silly shit to us, right?
Yeah.
So we took a break.
Right.
Yeah.
We did.
And some of them never came...
Some of them never came back, right. But you're that 8 million they got... That was not like that was not normal.
I said 6 to 8.
Even 6 is pretty high. They were, I mean, during the Attitude Era, it was 3 to 4s a lot. The 8s, that was like a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people that slipped away. So what happened?
There's
a lot of shit that happened. There's a lot of stuff that happened to it, and came back.
The Attitude Era and the NWO went away, and that lost a lot of fans, I believe. And a lot of people are like they think the Ruthless Aggression Era was the best. I think me and you checked out pretty much during that Ruthless Aggression Era. But the Attitude Era and the Nitro NWO days, like there was just nothing better than that. And when that was done, people were like, oh, well, this is a letdown. And they, just like me and you, we walked away from it.
Right, because the shit was silly to us. And it's like, oh, it's silly. I can't watch this crap. And
well,
some of them never came back. We came back.
But yeah,
a lot of them did not come back.
Yeah, it's just like wrestling reached its pinnacle in the mid to late 90s.
Right, so nothing's going to get better than that Raw that hit 8 million, right? So
I wish I knew what happened on that Raw that it got 8 million.
All downhill from here, okay? All downhill. And yeah. For years, we've had nothing else to talk about until the past year and a half, 2 years. So that's what makes things spicy about it. This is why I like it. I don't want them to put WWE out of business. I don't give a shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's not the whole point.
Right.
It's like Dynamite. There was a couple of segments in Dynamite I wasn't a fan of, but I'm still going to watch it.
Right.
Just like on SmackDown, there's a couple of segments you didn't like.
Right. Right.
Hey, Tony's a billionaire. Swing your dick. I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. Who gives a shit anymore? This is 2021.
Well, that's what he's doing, but it's still kind of cringy. But
no, you know. it's fabulous. I'm glad he's got the balls to do this. No one else would do it.
He don't have the balls. He has his daddy's money. That's all.
Everyone says daddy's money, but who did Vince get the company from in a New York territory that had MSG, and he got it at a pretty good price too?
Vince didn't inherit anything like Tony Khan did.
Oh God! Anyway, he's got you triggered, which is hilarious to me.
No, he does not.
Yes, he
no,
does.
He does not.
You spend 30 minutes talking about how nerdy Tony Khan is. So, yeah, you're triggered, and it's hilarious. It's like you're adding Vince McMahon, please squash this nerd. I can't help but, like, not – I have to like it. It's hilarious to me.
God. Oh, Vince.
But see, this is the thing. This is the feelings and emotions about it, though. This is what – you wouldn't have this 5 years ago.
Vince could squish that nerd.
So this is why I like it. This is why I like it. This is why I like the shit. I like to just – shake it up, rock the boat a little bit. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So what happened on Dynamite last night?
God. They had the Cody weigh in. That was awesome.
How did that – what happened? He weighed in?
I don't like weigh-ins.
No, that's stupid, especially in pro wrestling.
Cody and Anthony Ogogo, they had weigh-ins. I don't like weigh-ins. I think it's just filler.
Yeah.
You know, so and Sting appeared,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty good. Who else got him? Miro. Miro had pretty good, I won't say squash, but he was wrecking this one dude. The other dude's got Dante Martin. He's got some talent.
Okay.
But Miro was just, I'm just looking forward to him and Archer at Double or Nothing. I hope that's going to, it has the makings to be a great match because they're just two, like, just beast.
Miro is kind of going back to being like a badass now, killer type stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. That was needed for him.
Well, I mean, of course it was. He wanted to try something different. You can't knock him from wanting to try something different.
He had a great thing going to WWE, and he cut his hair and started acting like an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of baldy anyway, you know.
But I did love Rusev Day, though. That I did love that. I thought that was great. But he had that great heel look and everything like that and angry, and then he cut his hair, and he just kind of looked like a nice dude.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a beast.
He is. Yeah. Yep.
Britt Baker made an appearance.
Britt Baker, they got a new women's championship belt, didn't they?
Yeah, they made it slightly bigger than the other one.
Why is it so oval?
I don't know. Maybe because of a woman's ovaries or something.
I guess that could be. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know, but I know it's a little bit bigger, which is an improvement because the other belt just looked like a little toy.
That's so weird that they made it. They didn't even make it much better. Like, they went through the trouble of getting a new belt made, but they didn't really improve it that much.
Well, it's an improvement. I mean, you don't want a big bulky belt for a woman anyway, right?
Why couldn't they make it big like the women in WWE's?
Well, WWE apparently.
Well, they didn't have to. They could just make it the AEW title, like make it look like the men's AEW title.
I think. Yeah, that men's title looks really good, but I mean, it's too big. It's too big and bulky. That, like, what I found weird is that people whine and complain about that belt from like day one, and they never did anything about it until like 2 years later.
The
women's belt.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, when Nyla Rose won, you know, Nyla Rose, she's big.
Right.
And she had this little toy belt.
Right.
Like, get her a bigger belt. Like, please get. And this is acceptable. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
The other belt, they need to, I don't know, do it. Just, no, I don't want to ever see that belt ever again.
And was the crowd hot?
Yeah. The crowd was hot from the beginning, on and off. And then they kind of died down a little bit. It's getting hot in Jacksonville outside. It's muggy as shit.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I mean, they were – I watched the whole thing, and I'm trying to come back to what I saw. I just remember thinking what I didn't like about the show was the weigh-in part, and then I'm not feeling that tag team of Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that. I don't know. But Double or Nothing is it this Sunday or next Sunday?
It's this Sunday.
Okay, and you're going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
That's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night, and I got nothing else to do. I ain't got to go to work, so.
I'm headed down to Missouri tomorrow.
I don't like pay-per-views on Sunday. They need to change it.
Yeah, they do. Saturday pay-per-views are better.
Yeah. I mean, did WWE ever have a Saturday pay-per-view?
I can't remember them ever having one, but they are. SummerSlam's going to be Saturday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the Double or Nothing card will be Brian Cage versus Hangman Adam Page. Who you got?
Oh, Hangman, definitely.
Hangman? Well, he lost last time to Brian Cage. So I got Hangman winning. I don't see Hangman losing two in a row.
Yeah, Hangman's going to win that.
But Brian Cage shouldn't lose to Hangman. But that's just the way it is in the AEW universe.
Yep. Is it true AEW hasn't really had any disqualification endings?
Yeah, they haven't.
That's weird.
No, I like that actually. I don't like watching a whole match and being invested in it's a DQ.
Oh.
I don't like that at all. So I'm glad they don't do that type of crap. Women's Championship, Britt Baker versus Sheeta. Who you got?
Well, I hope Sheeta wins so I can laugh because Britt Baker deserves that title. And so we can see what Booker of the Year Tony Khan does with that. So, yeah Britt Baker should win that.
I have Britt. It's going to be a really big letdown if Britt doesn't win this.
Exactly.
Everyone is so, God, I don't even know. Like, it's just they're all unified with it. And it's nothing against Sheeta. Sheeta's been great. She's been holding it down. It's just that Britt has been – She's been the hot ticket lately.
Yeah, she has. She's easy on the eyes too.
Sting and Darby Allin versus Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page.
I don't know. Sting. I'll just say Sting for the hell of it.
Yeah, I would go with them too.
All right.
I don't see those guys beating them. No way. So Cody Rhodes, your favorite, versus Anthony Ogogo.
I hope Ogogo wins.
You know, yeah.
You hope so too?
If, because you haven't seen him wrestle, you know? Mm-hmm. So if he can wrestle a little bit, Cody can get that out of him.
I think it is so weird that the very beginning of AEW, Cody was like, I'm never wrestling for the AEW title. Why would you do that to yourself?
No, he made that stipulation that if he lost against Jericho, he would.
Okay.
He would never try to compete for the title again. I don't know why. I mean, it's wrestling. It's the work. You can always go back on whatever you say.
Oh, he'll get so much shit from people if he goes back on that.
When it comes to that. But, wow. I mean, eventually, you're going to have to.
I know. That's why I'm thinking, like, why? Why even make that stipulation? That is so dumb.
You'll have to go back on it eventually. And then we got Miro versus Lance Archer for the TNT title.
I think Miro will win just because he just won that TNT title.
Yeah. But yeah, I agree with that.
That would kind of kill his little push he's getting right now if he loses right now. So that's just my guess.
Lance Archer needs a belt. And I've been saying that for a while.
Well, there's only two men's belt, right?
Yeah, and the tags. Yeah. I think they're going to come out with a trios belt.
Oh, God, trios.
Yeah, trios belt.
Hmm.
Okay, so I skipped the casino battle royale, but
Christian's going to win that.
Yeah, they have a mystery spot. I wonder who that spot could be.
Oh, God, it's probably Daniel Bryan.
Some people have been guessing, like, realistically would be your favorite, Nick Gage.
Oh, my God. I bet all the weirdos in the crowd will go nuts.
I hope that's not true. I hope it's just – I don't see, you know, Bryan. Dan, I don't see him doing that.
You don't see Bryan what?
I don't see Daniel Bryan doing that. I know, like, that's the hot rumor, and people speculate and guess it. I don't see that happening.
I don't know why AEW would want Nick Gage. I don't know. Because they're not going to do that deathmatch shit all the time, and that's the only thing he can do is throw himself into light bulbs.
Well, I think the beef he had with Moxley, like, Moxley showed up to a few of his matches. I think that's the only reasoning with it. Like, honestly, I don't want to see death matches all the time either.
Yeah, what is Moxley doing? Why is he showing up at little gyms?
He's just doing whatever he wants to do. That's the part of it that's the part he signed up for when he, you know, left the big E.
Yeah, I guess he wanted to go to little high school gyms and face Nick Gage.
That's what he wants to do. You can't.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah, I got Christian. I got Christian winning that.
Yeah, and then Christian will – the winner was – does the winner get a title shot?
At the TNT – yeah, they get a title shot.
Okay.
I was going to say TNT title, but no, that's not right. That's it's the AEW.
Are they going to change it to the TBS title?
No, I don't think so. They're probably going to still keep it TNT.
So Dynamite's going away on TNT, right?
I'm not done with the card yet.
Okay. Sorry.
Let me get done with a card. Stadium Stampede. The Pinnacle versus the Inner Circle.
I don't know. Like I feel like they're just doing another Stadium Stampede just to do another Stadium Stampede.
Is it going to be like a yearly thing or something?
It kind of seems like it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, why are they fighting in the stadium again?
But that's going to be because it's their own thing. They have a freaking football stadium, bro. What are you going to do in the football stadium? You're going to have a match.
Yeah, have a match in the ring.
If you owned a football stadium and had a wrestling promotion, what would you do? You'd have a match in the football without even questioning it.
I would set up a ring in the middle of the field, sell tickets.
Yeah, but they did that.
Nah. I don't know. The last one wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. So Inner Circle lost the last one.
Inner Circle is the one that Jericho's on?
And they lost the Blood and Guts. So, Blood and Guts. I don't see them losing this against the Pinnacle. I could be wrong, though.
Okay.
But, yeah, I guess they're going to make it a yearly thing.
Okay. Well, good for them.
The Young Bucks versus Eddie Kingston and John Moxley.
I'm going to say that John Moxley and Eddie Kingston will win.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I think the Young Bucks are going to win.
Hmm.
I think they're going to, yeah, defeat them and keep the title.
I wonder, then what's the point of having Moxley and Kingston on this tag team stuff?
It would be because they're friends and they got good chemistry and they do good, pretty good promos. I mean, they could give them the belts. I don't know.
Oh, man, if it was wrestling was realistic at all, there's no way the Young Bucks could beat John Moxley and Kingston. Like, no way.
The Young Bucks could go into a bar and beat the shit out of the Road Warriors, the Doom.
What?
The Steiners. Like, all them all at once.
What? You do not even mean those words you say.
I'm trolling.
You are trolling. My God. All right, so is that the entire card?
No.
Good God. This is going to be a five-hour show.
It's going to be an amazing show. Okay, so this is the main – as co-main event, I think they said Stadium Stampede was the co-main event.
Uh-huh.
And the – triple threat with Omega Pac and your favorite Orange Cassidy. Who you got?
Omega will win that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the card then.
You cannot put a world title on Neville and Orange Cassidy. You just can't.
They could put some kind of title on Cassidy to get some white hot heat for a while.
I mean, they can do the TNT title, but they will not put the world title on either of those guys ever.
But Neville's really good, though.
He's good in the ring, but he's not going to draw. You know, like, right. Warrior didn't draw. Neville's not going to draw.
Right. Well, you know, Neville's way better than Warrior in the ring.
Well, he's a lot better in the ring, but he's not on Warrior's level by any
means. The bastard. Okay, so I guess you want to talk about the move to TPS then. Go ahead.
TBS, they're moving to TBS. I was just kind of asking, like, are they going to change the TNT title to TBS title? And
they said they would. They said they weren't going to.
Okay. And their official day is going to be on Fridays.
No.
Oh, they're going to be on Wednesdays still.
I think so. It's going to be Dynamite's going to be on Wednesdays. Rampage is going to be on Fridays.
Is Rampage just like their version of SmackDown or what?
I think it's an hour long show.
Oh. Is it going to be on the same time as SmackDown?
No, it'll be on at 10, I think.
Oh, okay.
It'll be
on smart of them.
Well, of course.
Well, if Tony had the big balls like you say, you would put him on right at 7 o'clock Central against WWE.
Well, I mean, eventually that could happen, but I mean, 2 years out the gate, and you want them to go straight for the throats? That's just not good business sense.
Okay,
in that type of area.
So Tony Khan attacking WWE is good business sense, but not putting
cutting a promo on them. That's fantastic because they all cut promos on each other back in the days, in the territory days. So
how did you even know this?
Because I watched the stuff, man. I was a kid. I watched every kind of wrestling show there was.
So Ric Flair would cut a promo on another guy in another territory?
It's been known. I mean, there was different. Harley Race was in his own territory saying he could beat Ric Flair, you know. Were the wrestling nerds back then up in arms about it because they weren't together in the same territory? No.
Probably.
No. This was like transmitted through like wrestling magazines. You go look at these wrestling magazines from all these different wrestlers. They're not all unified under the same territory, bro. They're all talking shit about each other. I mean,
I love pro wrestling magazines.
Exactly. So don't be so up in arms about everything. That's the point. They don't really have wrestling magazines anymore, right? Am I right?
No, not really, no.
Okay, well, this is the form of a wrestling magazine. You're just seeing it in front of your eyes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get it.
Because, you know, Harley Race would say, I'm the best wrestler in the world. And Ric Flair would be like, oh, I'm the best. And then someone else would be like, Hogan would be like, I'm the most popular, you know?
Yeah.
No one was crying about it. Oh, don't say that. Don't say that because so-and-so is better.
Well, I just like I know I've been harping on this for quite a bit of the show, but it's like, okay, he can talk this shit on Twitter or some kind of announcement, you know, but when it comes down to it, he's not going to compete with Raw or SmackDown.
But he's going to make his money right now.
He has his money.
Oh, he's got his daddy's money. He's trying to make his own money now.
He's trying to make his own money now.
But anyway, they agreed on 4 special wrestling events for TNT.
Okay.
A year. I think it's going to be like Clash of Champions or something like that.
Oh, okay. So they'll have 4 pay-per-views a year on TNT pretty much?
Basically, and then 4 that they're just on regular pay-per-view.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, is that all we have to talk about with the wrestling? I've got a weird news story that I thought was kind of weird that I'd like to share.
We'll do that and then we'll wrap it up.
Yes, we're going to wrap it up. 1 second. I've had this problem with my phone, like being in my pocket and like I'll take it out and like apps are moved around and I'm calling people, FaceTiming people. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
I found this. It was a Florida woman. Of course, it's Florida. Something is wrong with Florida. She's 28 years old, allegedly dressed as a student at a Miami high school to promote her Instagram account. 28-year-old Florida woman who allegedly went to a Miami high school on Monday, dressed as a student to promote her Instagram account, was later arrested, according to reports. Audrey Nicole is accused of handing out flyers to students, promoting her social media account while wearing a backpack and carrying a skateboard. Come on.
Hello, fellow kids.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I thought of. And recording her interactions on her phone when she was stopped by school security, according to WFOR-TV in Miami. She allegedly told the officer she was a student looking for the registration office and was stopped a second time when she continued to hand out flyers. The school was advised of a potential threat on campus when she allegedly refused to leave, but she left through a side door before she could be stopped. Police identified her through her Instagram, and she was later arrested at her home in North Miami Beach. She faces charges of burglary, interference with an educational institution, and resisting an officer without violence. Weirdo.
What?
What'd you say?
What was the last part? Resisting an officer with what?
Resisting an officer without violence.
Oh, okay. So that's possible?
Yeah, that's... Wow, you can't get any more weirder than that.
To promote her Instagram account.
Yeah, passing out flyers. And the greatest thing is she brought a skateboard with her. That is so funny.
I think we need to look up her Instagram account to see if it was worth it.
Yeah, I know. And she's not that hot either, by the way. So
well, I was thinking, you know, Miami, you know, as where all the models are. So.
Yeah, right. I know. So anyway, James, I think we have said it all.
Yeah, this is a good little episode right here. I mean, basically we stayed on the pro wrestling path right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you and your, you know, family are doing good, and I'm going to get better health-wise, hopefully. So,
yeah.
Until the next time.
Until the next time. We got to start having guests on pretty soon, too. So, Hog Hunter, well, I want to hear.
Well, I mean, our show is like recorded sporadically at different times, you know? Yeah. So,
yep.
Send a few invites out, messages, and then we'll get them scheduled.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening to the show, and we will see you next time.
Peace.